Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
The difference between the rich and the poor. Let's talk about that today on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Hey, champion, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to another extraordinary podcast. It, in fact, is Saturday, but every day is Saturday. But today just happens to say that on the calendar, April 19th, 2014. I hope you woke up today. I hope you woke up today on the right side of the ground. I know you woke up with a couple of burdens, some worries, maybe a little bit of fear mixed in with some self-doubt. We're here to eliminate all of that on today's Everyday Saturday podcast. I want to welcome people from all around the world in over 100 countries. You're tuned into the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Hey, I'm not a multi-billionaire with a B. You know, truth be told, I'm not even a multi-millionaire. How can you be a multi-millionaire with three kids? I know there's a lot of people with millions and millions of dollars with a lot of kids. I say that jokingly. I love my kids. But there comes a point in time you're going to have to just start accumulating assets. And eventually, you're going to limit your liabilities. Those assets that maybe you borrowed money to buy, they're going to be paid off. You know, the best advice I ever got, and I took this advice. It's pretty stupid. Stupid in the sense that it's stupidly simple. Genius, as a matter of fact, but I've said this to a number of people, like educated Harvard types of people, and they look at me like, you're an absolute moron. Go away. I'm like, okay. So here's, back in the day, I got advice. When I started buying real estate, I pulled a guy. His name's Russ Whitney. You may have known him. He's a New York Times bestseller, has sold hundreds and millions of dollars of real estate courses, teaching. Just Google his name, Russ Whitney, one of my original mentors back in the day. So I said, hey, Russ, I was down at his camp called Millionaire U. How would you like to go to a boot camp titled Millionaire University? Sounds pretty cool, right? Sign me up. That's what I did. I signed up. Cost me $2,000, I think, at the time to go down there. It was in Cape Coral, Florida, circa 2002. And, of course, I couldn't tell anybody. I told a few people at work I was going to Millionaire U. And they're all like, dude, you're such a doofus. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatevs. You know, I mean, I'm trying, man. All I know is how to try. You know, a lot of people say you got to fake it till you make it. I say you got to faith it till you make it. Faith. Find answers in the heart, baby. Faith it till you make it. So I don't care, you know, what anybody said to me at the time. I had faith that if I kept, you know, going down that road. Do you feel right now? Do you feel like, you know, whatever you try to tell the ordinary people, they don't get it, right? They look at you like you blew a dog whistle, right? True or true? Of course. You know, average people don't get where you're going. Average people are never going to understand the dream that you have inside of you. Average people are just, well, they're average. You know what I mean? So when I told people I was going to this thing called Millionaire U, nobody got it. Nobody wanted to get it. They're all like, dude, whatever. You're on this lotto kick or whatever. You're like, yeah, okay. So go to Millionaire University and I'm a sponge. I'm like you. All right. If you're listening to the show, I know exactly what your mindset is. You're a seeker. You're a searcher. You want to learn how to, you know, get the most out of your life and make a lot of money, make a lot of friends, great relationships, give a lot away. You know what I mean? So I pulled Russ Whitney aside, the guy that ran this whole thing. I said, hey, Russ, what's the secret, man? Seriously, give me the secret sauce. I mean, I'll sit through the 3-day boot camp and I'll take all my notes. I went down there. I still got it here. Matter of fact, I still have my Millionaire University notes. What do you think those would be worth? You know, seeing everything I scrolled down. You know what's funny, man? This was 12 years ago, and it's applicable today. Can I share some of the secrets that I learned at Millionaire University with you? I got to get, you know what I got to do? I got to do a millionaire universe. You know what I'm going to do? I got to interview Russ Whitney on my podcast, first of all. Next, I got to get my notes and do a Millionaire University podcast. But the next best thing is what I'm going to share with you today. So I pulled Russ aside and I was like, Russ, you know, give me the secret sauce, man. I'll sit through your class and I'll take the notes and all that stuff. But let me know, how's a millionaire think? You know, how do I become a millionaire? He said, hey, you want to be a millionaire? Yeah, I do, Russ. Go borrow $1 million and then pay it off and you'll be worth $1 million. I was like, what is this? Where's candid camera? Is this a joke? What do I look like? I got moron written on my forehead. He goes, think about it. Go buy $1 million worth of real estate, borrow the money from the bank, pay it off, and you'll be worth $1 million on paper because you'll have $1 million in assets. Real estate never goes down in value. Now, since then, the housing market has crashed considerably in 2008, but look what's happened. In my home alone in Ohio, I bought this house for $300,000 back in 2004. New built. Brand new built. And let me tell you something. When I say I bought a house for $300,000, I know there's people that live in $3, $4, $5 million houses on the ocean. I know you may have a more expensive home, you know, than I have, a bigger mortgage than I have. But let me tell you something. First of all, it ain't about that at all. Trust me when I tell you, and I tell my wife this all the time, and I scare the crap out of her. I say, honey, I'd love to make you the queen of my double wide. And she's like, go away. Because she knows I would buy a double wide, plop it on 15 acres of land, get my dogs out there, look at all the wild nature out there, man. And I would love it. I just love it. That's all I need. You know, once you've had everything, lost everything, got it, you realize there's nothing to be had in the material world. There's just not. You can accumulate all the toys you want. And I love that saying, he who dies with the most toys wins. No, he who dies with the most toys loses, because all that money you spent on toys, you could have done so much more with, man. What are you going to tie a U-Haul to your hearse? Ain't going to happen. So my wife knows that I'm halfway semi-serious when I say I would buy a double-wide trailer, enough room for the family, and I would plop it on 15 acres of land, 150 acres of land, whatevs, man, and just explore the wildlife and get lost in nature, you know? So like I say, if you can't take a leak off your back porch, then your neighbors are too close. All right, where was I? God, this went off the rails kind of quick, didn't it? Oh, so Russ said, go borrow $1 million, you know? Go borrow $1 million. And the more I thought about it, I went back to the Hyatt that night, and I laid in bed, and I was like, I think he's serious. And not only that, I think he's right. If I go borrow $1 million and buy real estate and then pay it off, I'm going to be worth $1 million. But here's another thing I realized. First of all, you need some credit, especially after the housing market crashed and banks are now highly regulated. But you don't necessarily need the credit. You need, if you don't have great credit, because not everybody does, if you don't have great credit, you need to know somebody who has great credit that can co-sign for you. And if you know somebody, maybe you're uncomfortable doing that, you can always form a corporation and have the co-signer become an officer of your corporation. And then when you get that credit, make a few years worth of great, you know, payment history with the lending institution, and then slowly move that partner off of the corporation papers. You know, there's a lot of great ways to do it, perfectly legal to do. And also, why don't you give this person, you know, a little bit of love, extra stock in the company, some money, something like that, for putting their good name on the line. Now, you probably would need a business plan or some plan, maybe not something formal written up by an attorney, but you need something to show somebody that you've got passion, because investors just want to know that you've got passion. They're here to invest their money. They don't want 1% from a CD or a savings account. They want to make 12% return on their investment. You know, or 8% even. I mean, heck, even 6% is still 600 times more they're making on their money now, putting in some safe instrument. So just think about that. You know what I mean? Like, you can go do that right now. But here's another thing I learned at Millionaire University, is that rich people buy their time. Poor people sell it. Let me say that again. And this is something that you probably want to write down. Rich people buy their time while poor people sell their time. And this is what I mean by that. You and I both agree we can always just go make more money. True or true? Okay? True. So knowing that there's abundance of money out there in the world right now, that we can get it at any point in time we decide we want it, and that is a fact, okay? That's not some new age, spiritual type of secret training, law of attraction. That is a fact that there is an abundance. And if you don't believe that, then this is the podcast you got to tune into. There is more money in the world right now than there has ever been. There's more millionaires, there's more billionaires, and oh, by the way, 75% of the millionaires in the United States of America, where I live, are all self-made. Okay? So we have no trust fund babies, nobody inherited it, nothing like that. 75% of the millionaires in the U.S. are first-generation millionaires who had to come up with an idea. And I'm not saying, when I say millionaires buy their time, I don't mean they don't work. No. They work hard. I work hard. But if you saw my workday, you'd be like, that doesn't really seem like work when you got your Cincinnati Reds hat on, a gray t-shirt, and sweatpants. Are you sure that's work? And by the way, every 90 minutes you go outside to throw a tennis ball to your border collies, that we don't do that at work. Now, maybe if you work for Google or YouTube or one of these Silicon Valley companies, you do. But that's another millionaire secret. Let me go back. Every 90 minutes, your brain is done. Done. You must stop doing what you're doing. For example, if you're proofreading papers or pages or writing or doing something like that, blogging even if I were talking like this, after 90 minutes, your brain, studies show, is kaput. It needs to be refreshed. It needs to do something completely different, complete 180-degree difference. That's why every 90 minutes or so, I'll go outside. I'll throw the tennis ball. I'll get in my car. I'll go to Dunkin' to grab a coffee, whatever it is, okay? I'll play with my dogs and whatever. It's completely opposite from work. Take about a half-hour break, and I come back. My brain is refreshed. I'm focused. It's recalibrated. And I'm rocking and rolling. You know, back in in my job days, I used to sit in that stupid cubicle. If you have a job, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what I'm about to say. And you're supposed to have 8 hours of productivity doing the exact same thing. You can't do that. You know, that's why you see these great companies like Google, YouTube, Twitter, all these Silicon Valley companies that have these, you know, slides and tennis courts and basketball courts and ping pong tables and everything set up right in the middle of the room, because they know this to be true. They want to get the most out of their employees. So another millionaire tip is buying your time. What I mean by buying your time, you know, millionaires work hard, but they work doing what it is they love to do. And people who are poor, they sell their time. Hey, give me $8 an hour. Sell them a time. $8, 12. Do I hit 10? 10, 10 bucks an hour. 12, 12, 12 bucks an hour. Go. You know? And they're broke because they get paid $12 an hour. And that's it. They could bring tremendous value. This is when it hit me. You know? When I was the operations sales manager in my former job, I was in charge of 50 sales reps. And whether I wrote, you know, whether I wrote 300% of quota, yeah, I got paid a little bit more than if I wrote 100% of quota, but certainly not enough. You know, nearly not as much as I was making the company. And then I start thinking, you know, whether I come into the office 60 hours a week or 40 hours a week, I'm making the same salary. I'm not making any more money. But yet I'm bringing a tremendous amount of value to the organization. And that bothered me. And that should bother you. So millionaires, when I say they buy their time, I mean they outsource the things that they just don't want to do, because you and I agree, there's an abundance of money. Can we agree on that? Say, yes, Sam, I agree. There's an abundance of money out there. So if we agree that we can go get money at any point in time, what can't we go get more of? Time. So if we can't go get more time, why the heck are we wasting our time doing anything that we don't want to do? Because it's going to affect our productivity. It's going to affect morale. And if you're a manager within your organization, let me tell you something. You got to be on to this, man. You got to give your employees a break every hour, hour and a half. You got to be fun. Don't be a taskmaster. Nobody wants to work for a taskmaster. Don't be an idiot like the people I used to work for. Be fun. Be creative. Stimulate those creative juices. And understand that these people are selling their time to you, okay? So make sure that you value that. And on the other side, outsource. Do the things that you just don't want to do. You know, this hit me like a ton of bricks in my own business this was 7 years ago, and I wanted to learn HTML. I may have shared this on a previous show, but I don't think I went to this extent. I remember it was about midnight, and I'm learning how I went to this. There's a great website. Oh, God, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, W3 Schools, is that what it is? W three schools. Check it out. It's all free training. It's great training to learn how to write HTML code and cloak links and things like that. I think it's W3Schools, something like that. Good stuff if you've never used that before. Great way to learn. And obviously now, though, 7 years later, I'm sure there's a billion YouTube videos on how to learn HTML code. But anyway, I was cloaking links and putting folders on my server and things because why? Because at the time, there wasn't any Fiverr. You can get it done for $5 now. There wasn't any Fiverr.com. Odesk wasn't around, or at least I didn't know about it. Elance was kind of, you know, big at the time, but still you had to put a $50 deposit down. I didn't have $50. This was 8 years ago or so. Or at least I didn't want to part with $50 until I realized if I pay somebody $200 to do this code and build this landing page for me, I can go do what I do best, and that is create content. So what do you like to do best? Because when I started creating content, here's what it did. It made me feel better, okay? I love speaking. I love people. Like, I would love, you know what my dream is? I would love to have a live event every day of my life. I would love to be on stage with you in the audience every day for the rest of my life. But that's not realistic. So I get in front of the microphone and I speak to you every day because this is what I really love to do. And when I'm doing what I love to do, the output is better. You receive the message. We grow our listener base to hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And I let the techno guys geek out on doing what they love to do. Look, people sell their time to you, but I'm not speaking down about these people. I love our tech team. I love our writers. I love everybody, man, because they love what they do. If they didn't love what they do, then it would be a crappy output for some of the products out there. But that's not the case. Here's what's going to hurt your business. And here's what's going to hurt your dream. And this is what's going to hurt your movement is if you don't start buying your time. Okay? You got to buy your time because you're only going to get, you get as much as I do. You get 24 hours. I get 24 hours. You get 24 hours. I buy my time. You may sell your time. If you and I were in the same industry, you would come up on the short end of the stick because you don't know this secret. But I'm giving it to you today. If you want to do better than your competition, let's say you're here, and you're not seeing my hands, but I've got my one hand up, and you've got a competitor at the same level as you. You're both starting out of the gates, the same time, April 2014, with your business. The competitor has a scarcity mindset. They don't want to spend any money on anybody on their team developing any kind of content. I'm talking even blogging for you, writing articles, updating your social media, you know, whatever you can do that will. Now, here's what you don't do. You don't free up this time and then go mow the lawn or go to the mall. Okay, that's not what you do. You free up your time and you go create more content and work in that space that you really love to work in. So you and your competitor start a business at the exact same time. You crush your competition. Guys, it's not even close. It's not even close. Do you like to network? Do you like to make connections? Do you want to go to a meeting? Do you want to go to a meetup? Do you want to go to a live event while all of this content or techno geek stuff is getting done on your behalf? And you don't got to spend a lot of money doing it, you know? And then learn. Like we talked about, learning is sexy. That was the title of the show a few days ago. Guys, I'm giving you a $1 million secret today. And I thought when I got that from Russ Whitney, go borrow $1 million and pay it off and you'll be a millionaire. I thought that was so stupid. And then I said, dang, the guy's right, man. You know, I look at millionaire. I'm going to say it again. I might say this on every podcast. I've said this at least 10 times so far this year on the shows. If you're making, for example, 50 grand, there's somebody else making 500 grand. They are not, let me repeat, they are not 10 times smarter than you. They're just not. They just figured out these secrets that I'm teaching you on the Everyday Saturday podcast in hopes that you'll receive the message, in hopes that you'll implement the message, in hopes that you'll have faith, man, that you'll faith it till you make it, and that you and I can high five sometime at a live event and you can say, Sam, I made it. And I'm going to give you the biggest freaking bear hug you've ever had in your entire life because I believe in you. I believe in you. You were built to succeed. You weren't built to fail. You were built to succeed. The only thing standing between you and success is that 6 inches between your ears. Go buy yourself some time. Would you please? My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.